remember, who are we?
We are people in a group sitting on the floor.
Why are we doing this?
We're podcasting.
What's the name of the podcast?
Q's in a Pod.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Tom Quackenbush, fantasy author. I keep telling you this, why don't you remember? Did you get bit by a book bear?
Maybe.
Who are you?
I am Amber Hawk. I am an artist and a farmer and a garden maintenance worker and aspiring vet tech person.
Yes.
That's...
What?
Wait. But then you have to reference the one vet tech case you had. It's the saddest thing in the world.
No, I might go to school as a vet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's
okay.
Decided.
It's not just the death
not
of those poor innocent souls.
Yes, this podcast is dedicated to the memory of Voltaire and his brothers.
Oh. A better one to dedicate to them. Maybe. Sad.
Fine. I'll cut that part out.
No, it's fine.
Okay, Daniel, who are you?
I am Daniel, and I'm sort of an artist sometimes, and periodically,
secular occultist.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Secularly,
that's a thing I do.
I should find even more professions to add to mine.
Yeah, just to make up for my lack of them. Let's get this started. Is this like a Malkovich thing?
Malkovich.
Speaking of Malkovich. All right. Did you hear about the movie that's coming out in 100 years?
No.
Okay. John Malkovich is, I guess, is he starring in it?
Yes, he stars in it. I believe he produced it.
Yeah, I think he paid for it and everything. Okay. A movie that has been filmed, and it is now locked up in a little safe thing, and in 100 years, on November, whatever, 2120...
16. Yeah. Do you know what year it is, Amber?
I'm trying to figure out how you'd say it. So it's...
2116.
2116. It will open. And the movie will be released.
And I think part of this movie is supposed to hypothesize what society will be like in 100 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure it'll be hilarious to whoever finds it. Assuming that the world isn't like a vast dystopian nightmare.
Which it almost definitely will be.
Yes.
My hope... is that the soundtrack is that Wu-Tang Clan album that doesn't get released for 88 years unless we kill Martin Shkreli.
But also, like, what I disliked about it is what I was talking about on Facebook. It's like, the movie you will never see. It's like, no, there are people alive now who might still be alive in 100 years.
Yeah.
Like, apparently there's someone who was, like, 112 in Rhinebeck recently, and, like, the oldest person was 116.
Yeah.
Like, there are still people who lived in the 1800s.
But that does bring up to the question of, is someone going to give a damn in 100 years? Like, probably it'll be not. Released, but who will care?
Film students?
I mean, that's a long time. 100 years is an exceptionally long time. For our perspective.
And it's not like, I mean, we do read books from 100 years ago, but I think visual media from 100 years ago were like, well, isn't that quaint?
Yeah, it would be very easy for that to just get buried under,
well,
you know,
unless
he sets up a trust of people specifically to keep track of it and then hopes that they don't, you know, embezzle the funding somehow or...
For the 100 years thing, though, like... We still watch some visual media. Like, it's not recorded, but, like, we watch Shakespeare plays that are, some of them are put on in a fairly similar way that they would have.
Right.
True, but we have access to those. Like, this is just going to show up in 100 years, and,
true.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll have no, like, cultural reference. And we did see some clips from it, and it makes the mistake that everyone makes with the future, that everyone's going to dress stupidly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, everything will be shiny and new and clean or whatever.
Yeah, it's still weird that that's, like, the main thing that Star Wars kind of got right was, like, a dirty future.
Yeah.
Like,
of course, Star Wars technically has a very dirty past.
Yes.
Because it's a long time
that's
ago.
Right. That's right.
True. It's still futuristic.
I just forget all the dumb parts.
Sort of.
About that.
But... I forgot what else I was thinking. Oh, and my other thing is, like, if this is the only copy of it, it's going to be, like, destroyed somehow in the next 100 years, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that is, depending on, like, what kind of storage media they're using. Because, like,
It looked like a film reel.
Yeah, it looked like celluloid.
Oh,
which
man.
Is highly flammable.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, that's not a good idea.
It probably isn't the only copy, though.
It better not be, but that also means that it's almost certainly going to get leaked. Yes.
I want to watch it when it gets leaked.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the interesting thing, is like what the betting pool is for how, you know, how long it goes before getting leaked.
Because that was my other thing with the 100 years thing, like... Or it's the movie none of us will see. Maybe we'll see it. It'll get leaked if there's another copy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. John Malkovich overestimates how much people will care about John Malkovich in 100 years.
Or maybe it's just that he doesn't care, and he just assumes that, like, the spectacle of it being from 100 years ago and opening will draw enough attention to get an audience, and then it'll be judged on whatever merits, you know, exist at that point. Again, assuming we're not all fighting each other over water and clean air.
But Truman definitely will be.
Yeah. I mean, I like John Malkovich, but...
Yeah. The other thought is, like, how different will it be? What if he just reshot, like, THX 1138?
You know what? I want it to be a movie where he just looks, eyes on the camera, sustain eye contact, and just starts rubbing his nipples.
Or it could be like that, like diary, like whose diary came out recently-ish?
Not Anne Frank's.
It was like Charles Dickens or someone?
I don't know.
Okay, there's someone whose diary, or he wrote a book or something, that was supposed to come out like 80 years after his death, or when everyone was dead, who it could be about.
Mark Twain?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it'd be interesting with something like that. But it didn't look like that at all.
No.
Yeah. I would say you would have to be really famous. I don't know who our really famous actor would be. Again, probably not John Malkovich. He is a respectable character actor, but maybe not a centurion.
Well, because he's a respectable character actor who's, you know, I assume best known for the one movie that was about him being a respectable character actor. And... you know, not actually directly about him, except that he was a plot device.
Being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
It was written with him in mind. I'm pretty sure that if John Malkovich is like, no, they wouldn't have chosen. There was no, like, number two.
Right.
They just
right.
would not have made it.
Can you imagine if, like, he had agreed to do it and they started doing, like, getting the money together, everything, and he's like, I'm busy that month.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, jeez. I have to be, like, you know, intense bad guy number six.
Yeah, it's hard.
The new Bond film.
Speaking of filming orders, we watched Captain America Civil War.
Yes, we did.
And apparently all of the scenes of Captain America with his, just in a t-shirt, were shot first, because just wearing the Captain America outfit and running about, he just loses all of that muscle definition.
Yeah. I honestly... believe that, and this is hopefully not hand-wringing, that what they do to their bodies is borderline criminal. Like, what actors do to their bodies, even, like, bulking up that much, is shocking and unnatural.
Yeah.
Especially from the perspective of that it then perpetuates the myth that that's what you should look like.
That's right, ladies. We don't all have biceps like Chris Evans. Even Chris Evans doesn't have biceps Chris Evans.
It's true.
But you still want to lick them, don't you, Amber?
But, I mean, we've always, like, rose, like, certain ideal human forms and things. Like, that was...
Yeah, artistically,
Like, it's always been like that. It's not a new thing.
No, but that's also not a reason to, like, you know, perpetuate it too much.
I mean, like, The Machinist.
Well, I mean... I guess there is the point of, like, it was Christian Bale's choice to, you know, distress himself that much.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of insane. Like, you probably shouldn't let somebody do that if you can...
No.
If you can help it. Like, okay, if that's your own art project and you're doing that as some sort of a statement, yes. But just for, you know, entertainment, I don't know.
Vincent D'Onofrio really commits himself to roles, too. He plays Kingpin... in the Daredevil TV show, and he's excellent at that. Like, I've seen Vincent D'Onofrio in other things, and I'm like, oh yes, that is Vincent D'Onofrio. But seeing him as Kingpin, and again, he had to bulk up there. Like, he's not simply fat, he's got muscle there.
Yeah.
I think. Or at least he does a very convincing job of making me think he has muscle.
Yeah.
And he's excellent. And he definitely had to commit his body to a certain shape.
That is dedication.
And also it's like being true to the character. Like the Kingpin is, he is supposed to be a powerful man. He's heavy, but it's not, you know, he's not the Blob.
It's not necessarily about maybe the actors committing to changing their bodies to fit the role. It's that there should be more variety in roles for actors to fit into.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It's kind of that that was a convoluted thought, but I was going along with the idea of, like, originally the Terminator, like, was supposed to be played by a small guy so that, you know, these weird feats of strength would seem more abnormal.
I would have liked that.
Similarly, I thought it would have been very interesting. Like the muscular body that we associate with, you know, the superhero type, that's a zero body fat body. That's a body that gets tired very quickly.
Yeah.
True.
And, you know, I think it would be interesting to see actual body types that, you know, people who do triathlons would do.
Yeah.
Part of the point is that, you know, it's they physically shouldn't be able to do these things.
Well, to a degree, but I mean, Captain America still has human proportions. He's doing things that he shouldn't be able to do while looking human. Like, I don't know.
Like, summon his shield back for some reason.
Yeah, that is, I have no idea how that's going on, because the shield hasn't been updated.
It should be. And here's my justification, is I saw an interview with Anthony Mackie where he talked about, he plays Falcon, and he was talking about Red Wing, his little autonomous drone.
Yeah.
And he said, oh yeah, Stark gave that to him. We've all been Starkitized. And I'm like, could Stark have put some sort of magnetic, like, gauntlet thing in the shield so
just
come back?
One line of dialogue could have made that not crazy.
Yes, that's all I want. And that's my fan wing right now, is that there is some sort of... I mean, because the way that the Iron Man suit works doesn't really make sense.
No.
So I'd be fine if it's that same technology and it just makes the shield come back to him.
Yeah. Oh, and while we're talking about that, that was another one of the weird glaring things. So we're going to divulge spoilers, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers everywhere.
All right. So at some point, Rhodes gets hurt by impacting the ground at high speed.
Mm-hmm.
That's ignoring the fact that if that were a thing, that were a problem, Tony Stark would have been paced like the very first time he flew the Iron Man suit. So I don't know, that kind of thing always bugs me when it's like a really specific, like we're not going to care about impact force every other time, but this one time.
Yeah. And again, I'm fan making here. I firmly believe that Tony Stark, given his PTSD, would have built in failsafe. So, like, even if the chute's basically broken, it just gently hovers to the ground. Like, it doesn't let itself crash.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd still make it that, even if it was broken, it's padded or it's done in such a way that you can mostly survive
it
that force.
It could just shoot out a parachute somehow. Yeah.
That would be another mechanic. Like, that's something that could break. Like, it would have to be, like, a...
Fine. I'm sure it's very padded. Remarkably, it seems to fit whoever puts it on, Pepper Potts.
Yeah.
But...
Well, that was just an arm.
No, doesn't... She puts on the full Iron Man suit in Iron Man 3, I think.
No, just an arm.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she described...
What about the president?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, but they do put the president, who is clearly not...
William Sadler. President William Sadler. My president.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in not having... Pepper Potts in these lately.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's busy steaming her vagina. You can't just expect her to come out. She wants you to use a $15,000 sex toy. She does not have time to be in movies anymore.
Oh, wow. Aww. Is that what... Well, she's always kind of been into woo and, like crazy...
Woo?
Whoa.
That's the general term for, like, you know, hippie medicine stuff. I apologize, hippies. That's a general term for, like, you know, naturopathy stuff that has no basis in science.
What is it called? What is the...
Woo. W-O-O.
Does it stand for something?
No.
It's just like, woo.
Okay.
Crystals.
Crystals.
Energy.
Crystals are good.
The less of something is in a thing, the more effective it is.
Yes, which means we're all drinking pure, undiluted shit every day of our lives. Because, I guarantee you, every piece of water on Earth has touched.
That is true.
That's how you get salmonella.
So we've all just got super salmonella, and it's the much more concentrate or the much more concentrated. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. It's too convoluted.
It'd be worse than actually drinking shit.
Yeah, drinking shit, that's fine. Yeah. It's when there's water that doesn't seem to have shit in it, has the most shit particles.
Yes. just
the energy of the shit.
Quantum, yeah, yeah. You know.
It remembers all the poop it touched.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you write a nice word on the water, that works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if there's a blue piece of glass nearby, you're fine.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Just be sure to think at it really hard, positive thoughts.
When I was dating a previous girl, mm-hmm. her parents had a picture that was on, it was a sheet of blue glass, then a sheet of green glass, then a sheet of blue glass, and having the water there fixed the particles somehow.
Okay.
But, and they seemed to sincerely believe this, and they both had suffered from cancer, one of them died of cancer, so it's like, if you want to drink the glass water, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it does anything, but no. It doesn't seem to actively harm you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is a hard question.
It can always affect your view of the water, which can make it affect, the placebo effect.
Yeah, the placebo effect is only really effective for slight pain relief. That's pretty much it.
There have been a lot of things that, like, if you are taking a pill or whatever, and then you take a placebo rather than pill, sometimes it'll have the same brain effect.
Even if just you know, because it's a placebo sometimes. This has been shown.
It'll just happen. But it's also mostly relating to, like, you know, pain relief. I'm very sure that there's, like, extreme limitations on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know your brain is capable of, like, you know, for instance, producing the enzymes that you would need to deal with, like, lemon juice, if you think about lemons. Mm-hmm. But your body's not going to synthesize, you know, this complex chemical unless
but
it's
it might
designed to
synthesize the reaction to it that it's having because it thinks it should be taking it in.
I'm not going to say that's completely impossible, but it's also, like, probably not. I imagine
mind
that
over
there
matter,
are severe
Daniel.
Limitations.
So, speaking of mind over matter, bringing it back to the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you feel like they kind of railroaded poor Scarlet Witch? Because she saved people on the ground.
Yeah.
By elevating Crossbones up there.
Yeah.
It's not her fault the Crossbones was...
Exploding
at that time.
No, but that was a pretty realistic portrayal of, like, the kind of spin that the media would do if they had an agenda for whatever reason.
Since she's the least American of them all, too.
Yeah. Or just there was an explosion and all they have to do is not focus on any other part of it and be like how, you know, not counting how many people would have died if she hadn't done that.
You know how that whole thing wouldn't have happened? If you had Dr. Manhattan, I'm sorry, I mean Vision there.
Yes.
None of that happens.
Actually, that's true.
He just God modes it and everybody's good.
There really is no reason not to have Vision on the team for literally every, you know,
which
every
is a problem.
Outing.
That's why I want him destroyed, because it's way too easy to just hand
Don't
wave everything.
Destroy him.
Well,
he's not getting destroyed. He is an Avenger. He's in the comics.
Yes.
Cool.
He's probably not going to actually get to shine until, like, we hit the Infinity War, because then he'll finally be on an even playing field with, you know,
other gods.
Yes.
Well, even with Thor, he's better than Thor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can pick up the hammer.
He can pick up the hammer. Thus, he is trustworthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, when do you think that he and Scarlet Witch are going to bang?
They clearly tried to shoehorn in a little bit of that by like trying to be like, oh, look, they've had this sort of like thing going on the whole time. It didn't really work. Plus, like, there's
a together
age difference. Yes.
Yeah, because he's a baby.
Yeah, but you can't go from like, oh, we're having a cute moment of, you know, cooking, to like, oh, but I'm your jailer and I'm not letting you out of the house. Like,
is that not what men and women do? Amber, I'm so sorry. Can I go now?
You heard it here, folks. But yeah, like, there's really no logical way to get around that. I don't know, which I'm kind of okay with. Again, I don't like shoehorned goofy.
I know in the comics they're briefly married, but
yeah, they were a thing for a while, I think.
Yeah, but he's essentially a sentient sex toy in that regard. He's just a really powerful vibrator. Because he's not alive. He's a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he's
sort of
a cool robot, but he's a robot.
Mm.
Well, but, you know, if
he's a robot with a stone in his head.
Yes, if he has memories and thoughts and feelings. He's definitely not biologically
alive. You can love robots,
alive,
Tom.
We can say that.
I've read Chobits.
You can't use anime to justify literally anything else.
Well,
it doesn't work.
It does bring up the question, though. Where's his off switch? Because if
that's
it, if
the
it's,
prostate,
if,
I guess
say, if
be
it's in
taking
the,
his stone out.
Yeah, as you say, if it's in the logical, like, you know, comparison point to the Chobits analogy, then like it'd be really easy. Like he'd be hitting it all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on his penis.
Or it could
true.
Be on his prostate.
Okay, so
then you'd be.
I don't want to be that guy, but so is he fully operational or fully functional? However, Data references
that. That is actually a really good question. I imagine because like Ultron wouldn't have designed the body to be because Ultron doesn't give a shit,
right?
And Ultron's the one that it was supposed to be his body.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good question. At the same time, with his powers, I imagine that he could have made himself so at any point.
Yeah.
Just to be more human.
I mean, given the suit that they're generally in,
yeah.
it might be better if he's a grower and not a shower.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, that's true. He was born in with the suit on, essentially. He just grew
yeah.
a cape.
Yeah.
To
that's
look
true.
Like
he
Thor.
Grew a cape, so at the very least, he can grow a dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might
well,
be
but
naked.
It wouldn't even
be entirely naked at all times, technically.
Yes. And as I say, it wouldn't even actually be a dildo. It would just be
him, yeah.
Yes.
It's not a maybe. He absolutely is always naked because we see him put on like a sweater vest. So he understands that is clothing.
So yes, when it gets serious, he has to like strip down. He watched Superman and he knows how it works. He's
yeah.
like, oh, that's right. You take it off.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I would be more okay with his relationship with Scarlet Witch if she still had her reality warping powers, because that basically makes her a god.
Yeah, they'd be on equal footing.
And we saw that she can basically control him if she wants. Sort of.
By making a big hole in the ground?
Yeah.
Well, she messed with his stone.
Yeah, she, like, isolated his stone.
All
right,
that is cool, but couldn't any, like, telekinetic person do that?
I don't know. It was kind of referencing that she had a special connection to the stone because it gave her the powers.
Oh, that's right. Because they didn't really explain where, you know, because they're not Magneto's kids in this one. I don't.
No,
think.
They're not. Which pisses people off, at least
yeah.
on the internet, because it means that she is not Jewish.
That's right. Because Magneto was.
Yeah. Romany, right? He's yeah.
Victim
so he is not. In the comics, I genuinely don't know this. Who did Magneto have them with?
That is actually a really good question. I don't remember.
It's not the blue person?
No. There, she has a couple of children. Like,
yeah, Nightcrawler is one of her children.
Okay. And I believe Domino might be also. But,
you might be right.
But that's like really vague.
I wonder if she can change shape while she's pregnant or not.
I don't see why not.
Would she just look pregnant still,
well,
though?
That is a question of like the nature of her shape shifting.
True.
If she can imitate things that are a larger or smaller mass than herself, then
mm-hmm.
she can almost certainly, like, you know,
just put that baby in a parallel dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, is it if it's a physical change or if it's a
that would be a good point.
Holograph, a visual change.
See, that would have been like an interesting comic arc is her dealing with her pregnancy.
I agree.
Like,
but people don't care about women's issues, Daniel.
I'm pretty sure it's a physical change because she has had sex with people as other people, and I think he'd be like touching empty air and being like, why do you have a breast over here?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, but I mean, like how much it depends on, does she have to match her own mass? So if she's imitating a larger person, does that mean she's kind of hollow inside? Or, like is she just able to temporarily increase her mass to match,
I have no idea, but I'd like her to be able to, maybe like Ant-Man, according to some of the comics, like, he gets extra mass or puts extra mass in, like, a different dimension. So I imagine it just, like, gobs of fat somewhere.
So like, they're, like, horrified fourth-dimensional entities walking around that are just like...
I keep stepping in this... I have a pin particle on my foot. What is this?
Or it's those little fat creatures.
Adipose?
Yeah, adipose.
Yeah.
In my fan fiction, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. She was definitely a more interesting character this time around than, you know, Age of Ultron, where it was just like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you, oh.
Why don't you do anything interesting? You just do, like, weird Tai Chi at them.
Yes, an indistinct, poorly defined powers.
With a really bad accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they kill off Quicksilver, but that's a separate issue.
They kill Quicksilver?
Remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I actually completely forgot he was dead, too. Like,
yeah, I'm hoping that they find a way to bring him back. But no, actually, that would be terrible. Death should mean something in this world.
You know who I want to see in another movie again soon?
Spider-Man?
No, although maybe Spider-Man was cool, too. Yeah,
Spider-Man was pretty good.
Yeah. I was just thinking about Megasonic Teenage Warhead, because she's cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know... Oh, shit. So, sorry, derailing that. I just saw on the Reddits, apparently Ron Perlman is petitioning to be Cable in the next Deadpool movie.
I accept. I'll go get my wallet.
You can actually go to his Facebook page, and he's like, publicly being like, yeah, me, I've got the hair and everything.
Yeah. I'm sure Ryan Reynolds just had a little geekgasm at that idea.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe. So, I read today, sort of derailing your derailing, that in the X-Men comics, they have basically sterilized all mutants, saying there will never be any more mutants, because Fox owns the right to make movies about X-Men and mutants, and so Marvel doesn't get money from that, so they're like,
so
then fuck it!
So Marvel's doing a genocide on their
the
own...
Mutants?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
For movies or?
Well, like,
in the comics, they're saying there will be no more.
Wow.
So.
That's interesting. Because then there won't. I mean, it's not going to stop Fox from pushing out shitty movies.
Right.
Anyways. But.
Until the rights are gone, and then suddenly I'm sure they'll be able to reproduce again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wow. Yeah. No, that's interesting. Because, yeah, of course, then they can't. They'd have to keep making up stupid excuses for, like, you know, this character is a mutant everywhere else. But here, like, they were. Also bitten by a spider? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're an inhuman. That's what they call them on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I don't watch, but I know that.
Mm-hmm. Enhanced individuals.
Wait.
Was the,
so they're sterile?
They're,
they
yes,
can't
they,
have more babies.
They've
so,
sterile, been sterilized,
oh, well,
yes.
Okay, like that
shit.
Kind of, like,
Mr. Sinister's gonna be pissed.
Why?
Because he was all about, like, you know, survival of the fittest and running breeding programs and trying to... Yeah.
Like you do.
Well, no, they can't breed.
Hmm.
They're sterilized.
It's a shame.
Until we can fix that. Maybe there's a mutant who's been born who can fix that.
So, like, I don't know. Why wouldn't they just reboot, you know, do a world reset again and, like, start calling them something else?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think that they probably own all mutants that have already been created.
Yeah.
So if they create another mutant, Fox owns it. But if you create a something else...
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping this means that we don't have things like Skrull and Kree, but I'm pretty sure we do. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Because I hate all that shit. They actually, no.
Wait,
Skrull
wait,
and Kree are allowed to exist, but only in Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't want them to come to Earth.
What about the Brood?
I don't know about the Brood.
Oh.
But I'm going to assume that I want them in space, too.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely... Yeah, no. They're kind of like the aliens knockoff.
Oh, yeah, I don't
like
want that.
Like a hive of parasitic monsters.
Yeah, I want things to be the least amount of weird possible to tell a good story. Like, I'm willing to suspend my disbelief up to a certain point. But once it's like, oh no, it wasn't me the whole time. For the last four movies, I've actually been a shape-shifting alien.
That's right. That was the Skrulls, right? That
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, goddamn. And they're so goofy-looking, too. Like,
they are. I read a Guardians of the Galaxy, like, anthology... And I saw, like, they're like, no, we're good, Skrull. We mean no harm. It wasn't us who did this thing. And I'm like, you look like little frogs.
Yes. And they have, the chin ridges that make no sense.
Yeah. They're no good. So I want that not in the movie. So, why do you think that Civil War was so much more successful than Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice?
What do you mean, Tom? What do you mean that that one's more successful than the other one?
Do you think otherwise? Are you the one person that must exist on Earth somewhere?
I have seen people on Facebook on their own account say that they liked the movie.
Better than Civil War?
Yeah, actually. Yeah,
some people did.
Yeah, there was a... I forget what it was. There was
Are they voting for Trump? Is that...
I'm sure there's a correlation. But no, the Nerdist was... You know, one of their news things they reported about the shakeup at DC, where they're putting the movies under some other guy.
Good.
And you know, 90% of the comments were like, "I don't think it'll help," but you know, at least they're doing something. And then a few people were like, "Well, but I really liked the movies." And
yeah.
I don't know.
No, you didn't. You just don't know better. Let me teach you.
I don't know. Yeah, because really, like, the only good ones we've gotten so far have been, you know, maybe the first two Batman movies, and even those are debatable. Like Batman Begins it's okay. It doesn't really hold up to repeated viewings.
No. But The Dark Knight Rises, like, they say that a movie can't ruin its prequels, and yet The Dark Knight Rises, really, it feels like it took away from the first two.
Yeah. Well, because you can't... Much like the prequels with Star Wars, like, you kind of can't watch the other ones without being reminded of that one.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's where it goes afterwards. And even is it just Dark Knight, the one with the Joker and with Heath Ledger?
Yeah, that's the Dark Knight.
Yeah, like, even that one, is as good as it is, like, it's the goodness is still actually isolated to pretty much the parts with Heath Ledger. Like it's otherwise not actually that great of a movie.
No, I mean...
it's fun.
Which I'm sure we've said this on the podcast before. Yes. But that's the problem with Batman, is that Batman is pretty boring. His rogues gallery is really cool. Yet they will somehow ruin that with Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
They're trying to make Suicide Squad more like Guardians of the Galaxy. So they shot the entire movie, and now they're going to hastily edit jokes into it.
Well, and I half feel that, like, a big... They need to stop trying to imitate whatever Marvel's doing that's successful. Because, like, that's half the problem. Dawn of Justice was clearly, like, you know, they were like, oh, well, Deadpool's doing really good, so now we're going to release an R-rated version. And, you know...
Avengers took, like, 15 movies to get to the point of Civil War.
Yeah.
But we're just going to do it in one movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's also the, like, how you're saying that, like, DC has... interesting villains, Marvel has interesting heroes. Mm. So in Batman versus Superman, it has two heroes against each other, neither of which are especially interesting.
No. To compound it, they ruined Lex Luthor.
They did, yes. They did.
There was no point to that. That was a Lex Luthor trying to be a really bad Heath Ledger Joker.
Yes.
Making no sense. I'm like, that is not what Lex Luthor is for. Get a different... I'm sure you have a different villain that you could ruin. Brainiac, maybe? I don't know.
Yes.
Although, there you go.
Isn't Brainiac actually Superman's computer from his Fortress of Solitude?
What?
Oh my god, it's entirely possible you're right.
I'll
look it up, but...
Does anyone remember Birds of Prey?
Yes. The TV show that existed for like 5 episodes?
It was good.
No.
No, it so would actually... Good. Did you see it at all?
No.
All right. The premise is that Batgirl, who has now become Oracle, has, like... What is it, like, 3 female superheroes, like, operating under her?
Somewhat. One of them is, like, Batman's daughter.
The daughter, yes.
Is the main one. And then there's the blonde-haired girl, too. Now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was only a few episodes long, and then it got canceled. So maybe they'll make a new one or something.
Well, all right, so...
Probably not, but it'd be
in
cool.
The Arkham Asylum, I kind of knew about the Barbara Gordon Oracle thing as a character, but I didn't really see anything with her in it until I watched, you know, somebody playing through the Arkham Knight game.
Yeah.
And, like, she's a pretty cool character. I like that. I like that. So, yeah, I could see that being pretty cool. It's kind of like a... you know, not shitty Charlie's Angel type theme.
Right. And I like her origin as Oracle because, like, the Joker just breaks her spine.
Yeah.
And that's how she's like, well, I can't be Batgirl anymore. I could mope or I could become Oracle.
Yes. Yeah. And still fuck shit up.
Yeah.
It was really good and they canceled it. And it's a shame. But
too many women.
Yeah. That's the problem. But if it came out now, like, it would have more of a chance because there's more superhero stuff.
Okay. Well, and then the outrage about not having, you know. Yeah.
Well, CBS just did not pick up a Nancy Drew show, which sounded terrible, but that's not why they didn't want it. Because it's too female. Women, we don't cater to women. We're not interested.
How is that still an opinion?
I have no idea. It's like they're 50% of the population, yes, and they have money.
Also, yeah, is or is not Jessica Jones doing amazing?
Jessica Jones is amazing.
It got canceled, though, too.
What? Not Jessica Jones.
Didn't it? Jessica Jones.
Agent Peggy Carter, yeah.
Peggy Carter.
Got canceled.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not sure why.
I'll be honest, like, I haven't seen any of that. I didn't actually end up watching any of, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., mostly because I didn't hear good things about it at all.
No, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was tedious.
Yeah.
Peggy Carter was okay.
Yeah, we only stopped watching it because it was on Hulu and wasn't playing well on our TV.
Yeah.
Well, that is another tragedy of, like, the way that we do, you know, TV content rights bullshit. Like it's not that the show itself is bad, but you've made watching it impossible.
Yeah. Yep. Which is why several Joss Whedon shows got canceled, is Fox didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Let's play it at 3 a.m. one day, and then, like, noon the next day, and not in order.
Yep. Not in order.
Yep. And then be like, oh, we don't know. Nobody watched it.
It's hard to say why. Going back to Civil War, which was very different than the comic, which is okay, because the comic was a little bit like, I think I wrote a review on Goodreads. It was something like, it was as though I were watching a kid playing with all of his action figures in a sandbox and just smashing them together.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, well, which is a pretty good segue to, like, the dumbest part of the movie that still ended up being entertaining, despite being fucking stupid beyond belief, where they all line up at the airport and then have their little, we're going to run at each other and clash, including people who are long-distance fighters for some reason.
Yeah, I was more okay with it in the movie than I was when I saw it in the trailer. In the trailer, yeah. I'm like, that looks so dumb. There's, like, five of them.
I was okay after that was over, I was okay because it moved into, like, you know, the overlong other bit of the action sequence. Yeah. But I kind of wanted to walk out when I saw them lining up. I was like, no, there's no reason for this. It's stupid. Right.
We stopped doing that kind of warfare in, like, the Revolutionary War. We passed that.
Right.
Yeah, but they're friends. They want to meet on a level.
No.
No, Hawkeye
will never be running to punch somebody.
No, that makes no sense. And Scarlet Witch should be in hiding somewhere in, like, I guess she's not casting spells, but doing little psychic blasts.
Yeah, yeah. Similarly, she should not be running out to punch somebody either.
No, she's no good at that.
She wants to give kisses to Vision.
I don't think
with her visions.
No, there was. There really wasn't that much. Like there was the beginnings of what could have been romantic tension, and then it was ruined, like, by his actions. And I'm okay with that.
And her actions.
Well, I mean, she. I feel like she's pretty justified in that situation.
Yeah.
Being put under house arrest without any sort of, like, recourse.
I don't know. I think she could have gotten out of it without having to, like, force him to force his stone.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
She can warp reality, Daniel.
She can't in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's just a powerful psychic.
Yeah, okay. And not even, like, she's not even Jean Grey level. She's,
no, she isn't.
Because otherwise, like, you know, X crossbones blowing up wouldn't have been a problem.
No.
She just launched
him into
space. Put
him back together.
Yes. Yeah.
But then again, yeah, like, that was an overly complicated, goofy fight thing.
Well, so, it's an overly complicated, goofy plan that, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten to that. I don't remember the name of the character, but Zemo something?
Zemo! I think Zemo's right. Yeah. Like, if at the end, if Iron Man didn't show up at that point, what's Zemo going to do? Like, guys, could you just, like, could you call Tony or could we wait or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I got cookies, so.
And if he could plan all of that random bullshit to that extent, how did he not know that the Black Panther was, like, you know, listening in at the same time?
Yeah.
Because he totally could have got him in on the fight, too.
Yeah, and your plan involved, no, the beginning of your plan is you blew up the UN. Yeah. That's usually where villain plans end.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And all of that, like, I don't know. It there were so many things that interesting they could have done with that. One, it would have helped if they hadn't established him as, like, a mass murdering, you know, Death Squad member prior to all of this. And then, you know, at the very, very end, trying to be like, oh, we're gonna show that he's sort of sympathetic because he's sad that his family died. And it's like, no. He was a member of a Death Squad. Like, you said that. You said that was what he did. You can't ever then show him being like, oh, I'm sad.
Death Squads have families too, Daniel.
They do, but...
But I don't sympathize with them because they're members of a Death Squad.
Right, right.
But we sympathize with, what's his face in Daredevil? And he kills everyone. The Punisher!
Punisher!
Oh.
Not as much.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually sympathized with the Punisher. He's an angry man-child with guns. He's...
They make it a little bit better in the Netflix series.
Okay.
But, they're basically, his family got killed in a bad drug deal sort of situation, and he gets shot in the head, and that destroys part of his brain.
Oh, so, maybe he doesn't, like the part of his frontal cortex that stops impulses or...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, see, that's slightly more interesting. I'm okay with him having, brain damage and being a horrible murdering
robot. Right, that was basically what their whole case was about, is, yes, he killed some drug dealers and thugs and what have you. No question there.
But they killed his family.
They killed his family.
And shot him in the...
And he's got brain damage. So, shouldn't we put him in a sanitarium or something?
Yes, treatment.
Treatment. And he doesn't want treatment.
Well, of course
not.
But
I didn't find him sympathetic. I found the reactions other people had to him interesting.
I could see that.
Hmm.
Like Blondie, what's her name?
Blondie McBlondface.
Their secretary /journalist/ sometimes paralegal. She's like, she wants to help him out. She's doing research. And I'm like, I respect what you are doing. He is still a dickbag.
Yes.
Even if he mostly kills bad people, he's still a dickbag.
Yeah, I'm a little dismayed that I understand that why they would make a series about him, but he does seem like he'd be better served as a supplemental character.
I agree. I don't know that I'm going to watch the Netflix series about him that is coming out.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem interesting.
Because he'd kind of have the same problem that Batman does. He's a humorless murdering person.
Right. And at least Batman's supposed to not kill people, whereas Punisher is supposed to kill as many people as he can.
Yes, which has traditionally been the draw. He's an NRA wet dream type character of he's out for vengeance, righteous vengeance against, you know, the dirty drug dealing Mexicans or whoever it was that killed his parents and the family.
It was literally all of them. There was the Irish gang. I think that the Japanese get in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Yakuza.
Wow. Nice.
Who are magic.
Oh, of course.
I guess they aren't really as separate as they sort of seemed at first. The Black Hand.
Yes.
And the Yakuza. Because the Asian lady, I don't know if she's part of the Black Hand guy.
I don't know. I don't know. It's too convoluted. I don't like the whole Black Hand thing. Let's move on.
But we have to bring people back from the dead, Tom.
That's exactly why we don't need that.
No, it's fine. You set up a tank. You put some sharks in it, and then
that's basically
you
how it works. Yeah.
Jump a motorcycle over.
Yeah. Well, you got the tank right. Then they fill it full of blood, and that brings people back.
Yes.
From the dead.
Yeah.
And they're small sharks, so they don't even look.
I don't know if you can really comics in general, part of the point is to have jumped the shark. They've gone on
but
so
that's
long.
That's what we have to stop from happening.
Yeah. I feel like that's why you do have, you know, much more interest in non-traditional comics, or at least growing interest in non-traditional comics, like, you know, Walking Dead and things like it. But the formula becomes stale, and it's stale because it's what we've been stuck with for 20 years, but it's still, because it's what they've been doing for 20 years, they're not willing to take risks and try new things for the most part. And also at this point, you know, so many characters have been shoehorned into their specific things that you can't do a lot interesting with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We should be striving for better than you know,
jumping. Things are fun when they jump the shark sometimes. Anyways.
But I find the whole Marvel Cinematic, I guess, TV universe, it's so precarious.
Mm.
And I don't want, like, I'm okay with a character like Deadpool existing in that.
Yes.
That's fine. But Frank Castle starts to shake things up a little bit. It's like, then why don't you send Vision to go deal with him? They can't meet. Yeah. Punisher and Vision can never meet.
Well, because it would be Dr. Manhattan and Rorschach.
Yeah.
Like, he would have the same reaction of like, well, there's not much I can do for you except make you not exist anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. He has a whole TV show. He shouldn't.
No,
I've undone him.
Yeah, how do you make him a sympathetic character that's strong enough to carry a TV show?
Yeah. It's also in Daredevil, they've sort of like rolled back on so many references to the cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like occasionally you'll see a newspaper in the background that references it,
yeah.
But they're not like name dropping it, which was a problem with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that they would be like, "Ah, what about Thor?" Well, yeah, you know, if I had all that money like that Stark fellow, it's like, shut up. You're reminding us of things that are better than you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Which is the last thing you want to be doing.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had some specific, like, timelines in common with the cinematic
yes,
universe.
Yes, but were any of those
Jones
movies
down.
Not, were any of the things that it tied into not shitty? Because, like, didn't it tie
it's
in?
It's kind of hard to say, like, because, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it has, like, important plot points that are briefly gone over in the movies that happen in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Well, I guess there was sort of a crossover
like
with that.
Like, Fury being dead or not dead.
Yeah.
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 And S.H.I.E.L.D. being destroyed.
Now, see, again, I didn't see any of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I got everything I needed to in the Winter Soldier and was fine with it.
Yes. I agree with that.
I didn't feel I was missing out on anything.
Yeah, it's hard to dilute their leftovers to 22 episodes a season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the cinematic universe keeps rolling them out pretty quickly. It's not like we're hungry for new stuff. We just have to wait a little while and they will give us a new meal.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're sometimes a little too ambitious. Oh, notice that I think we've all forgotten to talk about Ant-Man showing up in the movie.
Yeah, it's fine. I liked it.
It was shoehorned.
It was shoehorned.
It's also forgettable, but I felt it was forgettable. I didn't even remember
that
it was
like
in there.
Yeah, like, contrasting Ant-Man's cameo with Spider-Man's, remarkably.
Yeah.
Where, like, even in that little bit of time Spider-Man had, I was interested in him. Like, and I desperately dislike Spider-Man right now. I should like him, but I don't. And suddenly, in Civil War, I'm like, oh, he's cute. Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I bought the little, like, two-minute Tony Stark goes see. I don't like that Aunt May keeps getting younger.
Yeah.
Aunt May keeps getting. Oh, because he used to be old. Yeah.
Yeah, Aunt May, you know. Going,
oh, Aunt May.
Aunt
okay.
May.
I see.
Yeah. Not Aunt
May. You see my confusion.
I do.
No, there's actually like an infographic going around of like the natural progression of the Spider-Mans getting younger and younger, and by like 2022, they're he's a toddler and Aunt May is like, you know, a teenager.
That's coming. It's about right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess originally Aunt May was old, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Aunt May has always been old, yes.
Yeah.
It's her. She's kind of supposed to be a grandma-type character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's weird. But Ant-Man is a good balance to the Spider-Man character in this.
In that they're both bug-themed superheroes.
Right.
No, in that
and
they
that
both had
both
a...
goofy.
Yeah, they both had a same humor level to match up.
Yeah.
Does that work, though? Don't they both need a straight man?
I thought it was cute. I thought it was well done in this.
In Civil War.
They both quipped, and I thought it was funny when Spider-Man did it in Ant-Man. I did feel like, oh, yeah, you're a little old for that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ooh, much.
I kind of feel that, yes, it probably should have been one or the other. Because like Ant-Man's the one that ended up feeling shoehorned in, because he just shows up. And it's like, hey, remember this is a guy?
It's like, what is your motivation? I really like Falcon. Okay, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They did meet each other in that Ant-Man.
I know they did.
But in Ant-Man, it also felt shoehorned in to be like, yeah, oh, remember the Avengers
remember
are a thing?
Remember how Falcon was totally there?
You know how I'm in that same universe? Because I'm in that same universe.
Right, we can't get any of the good Avengers.
But... Another issue I have for the cinematic universe is like, why don't you help each other out? Like, this problem is occurring. I just call the Avengers up and have them deal with it, which is, of course, the issue in the other movies. It's like, well, why don't you just go call up Hulk? Oh, Hulk's missing now.
Yeah.
Thor's up on his planet. Okay, why don't you get, you know, Tony Stark on this? No, not Tony Stark. And you have to come up with increasingly convoluted reasons why the Avengers cannot help.
Right. Well, it's like the cell phone problem. You have to come up with reasons why you
I
can't
hate
just
cell phones.
Use your cell phone.
They're so bad for storytelling.
Except that's what's good about Jessica Jones and all that, is that it's generally happening on a smaller level, so the Avengers wouldn't be
right,
involved.
Avengers do not really care about Kilgrave.
Yeah.
Like, I got raped. Oh, honey, that's real sad. What do you want us to do? I don't know. Make him disappeared? I guess. Yeah. Like, I agree. She's not going to call them up.
Yep. No,
I guess Daredevil isn't going to call them up either and be like, hey. No.
Even though he possibly should, because the Black Hand is bringing people back from the dead, but...
Right, which is not... I don't want that in a universe. I think death should be a hard limit as much as it can be.
Yeah, it is kind of bad, generally, because it does, like, it brings up all these questions of, like, similar to, you know, you can't have, you know... hyper nanotechnology effects that repair wounds without them being like, oh, well, why does anybody die at all now?
Yeah,
because it's gender locked. It only works on the men's.
Oh God,
that's probably a thing.
Wasn't that in Prometheus?
That's what I was referencing.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Right. The medical.
I intentionally broke this so it only works on dicks.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I do not understand what a uterus is.
Yes, basic human anatomy functions, not offline.
Yep.
Yeah, that is, I do think that is kind of important. I could see an argument for Kilgrave becoming a big enough problem to involve something like the Avengers. Like, if he got control of somebody who was strong, he would then be able to do, like, you know, quite a bit of damage, which I think is actually what kind of ends up happening in the comics, is like that's kind of how he gets, you know, he ends up becoming a bigger problem and then getting knocked down.
Yeah, he's fairly neutralized at the moment.
Yeah, I actually still haven't finished watching the series. I was about halfway through, I think.
Yeah, I do like how her story is a small story in a bigger world.
Yes.
Like, she acknowledges that there are other superheroes, or I'm sure she doesn't see herself as a hero necessarily. But, you know, she doesn't really want to be around them. She's kind of misanthropic, and who can blame her?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't thought about that show in a bit. But it's good. And it is, I think that's just kind of a basic storytelling type thing, is like, it's really important to have a grasp on the scope of the story you want to tell, and not try to overstep those bounds unless you have a really good reason.
And then you go on the galactic scale.
Please don't. Which, of course, is going to be a problem with Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yes.
Though it would be... It is interesting to, like, have shows that step up. Like, Gurren Lagann starts in a very, very small scope.
Yes.
And goes to a literally galactic scope.
Yes. Okay. The important thing with Gurren Lagann, though, is, like, it has a definite endpoint.
Yes.
Like it's that it's building up to the entire time.
Whereas I believe the Marvel Cinematic Universe will go to the heat death of the universe or until we stop buying it.
Yeah. That's true. Because it is hard to go back after you've gone to a galactic scale.
Unless you start.
Story.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Buffy. Okay. Going on the point you're talking about, like, if you look at the big bads, like, we've got the Master, then Angel, and it ramps up, and then she gets the Geek Troika. She gets those three little guys who she basically went to high school with, and it's like, it feels weird. You're like, no, you were fighting against the Apocalypse. And then it turns out that Willow's the Apocalypse, that it actually, they tricked us the whole time.
And there was the whole psychological part of, like, now your brain is just having you fight three little boys.
Yeah. Aren't normal, again, fucked up continuity. It upsets me.
Really?
Sometimes. Sometimes I think about Normal Again, so much so that I still remember the episode title.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, no, Buffy, no. Buffy has to be real. She can't just be sitting. It can't be all a dream.
That was the one where she was in the...
She's in an asylum. Or she's not.
Yeah.
And she, you know, willingly goes back to, you know, Buffyverse.
Right, because it's more interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it ramps up, and then the final season is she fights the first evil, and then they never made those comics, and those comics are not canon, so I will not even discuss what occurs in them.
What? Oh, they should make comics. That would be a good idea.
No. Surprisingly, it isn't. Fine.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. And that's also probably always a problem, too, because, like, comics is usually you're having a completely different creative team working on, you know,
the thing. Just one thing that may have happened in the comics they made is that Dawn may have had sex with something called, like, a thrice-born, and for that reason, she turns into a giant and then to a centaur. She becomes something else. Because she cheated on him? That's something that may have happened in the comics if the comics happened, which they didn't.
But she's a wonderful glowy key thing. How can she turn into something else?
She also bangs Xander. Like, I think she and Xander get together for
a
while.
That's fine. She had a crush on her.
She's a child, Amber. A child. A child.
I'm sure she grew up, though.
Fine.
Into a horse?
A centaur.
I'm sure the internet loves that.
Offensive.
If I apologize to any, you know, centaur...
Are we getting Loki again in any of the movies?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, the next one we're getting is Doctor Strange, which I admit I'm kind of interested in. Yeah, it looked pretty good, and I don't know.
I
like Tilda Swinton. Even
I like
if she
Tilda
is,
Swinton, too, even though she's not an Asian man.
Yes, which 100% valid. I'm okay with criticizing that point. Right. I'm happy with it.
And do you know why it's Tilda Swinton instead of a Tibetan guy?
I mean, other than...
China. China's like, oh, we're a huge market, and if you make this a Tibetan guy, we will absolutely boycott. This movie will never be shown in China. So they're like, Tilda Swinton!
Yeah, which is a terrible reason to have Tilda Swinton do a thing. Like you know, obviously my initial reaction to that would be like, well, fine.
Wait, yeah. But, so China doesn't like Taiwanese men?
Tibetan.
Yeah, oh no, remember, that's the nation that decided that the Dalai Lama isn't allowed to reincarnate anymore because they're tired of Tibet, you know, being pissy about being occupied.
Wait, didn't the Dalai Lama decide he wasn't going to
reincarnate? Oh, he independently...
Because China said, fine, we'll have our own Dalai Lama.
Oh, yes, China...
With hookers and gambling.
Yes, China said that they were going to choose who the next Dalai Lama was going to be, which is why he... Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, they don't. I mean, obviously they're an authoritarian state, much like us, except they don't have, you know, they don't even allow criticism of
Facebook
themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, I did know someone who was in China, but had Facebook still.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I mean, it's the internet though. Like, you really can't stop people at this point, other than by completely, you know,
blocking the internet.
100% blocking the internet.
Like North Korea. Yes. And even they still get movies.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it does limit what portion of the population can get access to the things, but...
How do they get movies?
Oh, well...
Flown in by balloons.
Yeah, there's a demand.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, it's true. He's 100% right.
They fly balloons with movies on them? So, like, DVDs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they get Blu-rays occasionally, or...?
Who knows? I'm sure it still takes...
How do they order these balloon movies?
Well, see, it's a very simple thing of, like if there's a demand for it, then there will be an attempt to supply it, and, yeah. I mean, even if it is, like, sending balloon messages back and forth.
Like,
you know.
How do you know... Okay, so let's say I want a movie.
Yes.
I send a letter to someone in a different place send over a balloon movie to me.
Yes, you hope.
How do I know I'm going to get it?
You don't, but that's the nature of the black market. Like, you take the risk, and, you know, if you have good connections, maybe you'll get it, and maybe you won't end up in jail. So, yeah, I'm sure it sucks. I'm sure it sucks trying to seek that stuff out.
From a balloon, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a helium balloon or like a hot air balloon?
No, I believe it's like helium.
Yeah.
Does it have
No.
A drone or
no.
How does it get directed to you?
Well,
wind currents?
Yeah, they're probably sort of known. I mean, you can, to a degree, you can sort of guess like the range, and if somebody's watching out for it, they can, you know. Alternatively, you know, I'm sure that there's a ton of like, you know, corruption in the Border Patrol and you know. Smuggling usually has some sort of like
can
official...
I just release a whole lot of balloons and just hope they get to North Korea?
That happens. We do propaganda that way.
That's true, we do.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, there's nothing about North Korea that doesn't suck, though. I guarantee our propaganda is the least of their worries. Other than, you know, we probably get people in trouble from it landing in the street and someone being like, oh, you looked at it!
Yeah. If we can fly them over propaganda, shouldn't we be sending them something more useful?
Well, we already send them a ton of food. But again, like, there's nothing useful you can do there. Like, North Korea...
You could send them books?
No, you can't.
Aren't propaganda by balloons?
No, anything... That's the thing,
though. Propaganda.
Yeah, the nature of North Korea, like, it's absolute isolation and xenophobia is that you cannot, as an outsider... put anything in there without getting somebody in trouble. Like it's not, there's not a lot you can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor North Korea.
Yes, honestly, 100%.
They might be zombies and
yeah.
Can you imagine risking your life and getting some crappy movie like The Interview?
Aww. Although I'm sure they'd enjoy that interview better than other ones.
Well, maybe. That's one of the things that was sent as propaganda.
Yeah.
Wow, really? Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Team America.
I want to know what kinds of movies they get. Like,
I have no idea. I'm sure we can.
I mean, I imagine it's a lot more just Korean stuff than it is our stuff.
True.
Because, you know.
Do they get, like, anime?
Can
I send them Demon Diary? Demon Diary is Korean.
Let me tell you a story. There was this actress. I don't remember her name. And anyway, she was basically kidnapped by North Korea.
Okay.
So, like, she was a really famous actress. And I guess Kim Jong-il really liked her. And is like, we will make movies here together. And then, like, put her up with, it's like, ah, we have a surprise. We have your director here, too. And they had kidnapped, like, years before, they'd kidnapped her director/ex-husband. And is like, we'll make movies together. What was great is they're like, they sort of conferred, they're like, yes, we'll make movies for you. And they made all sorts of movies for Kim Jong-il and rekindled their love affair, which is beautiful. But what the director guy said is like, what's weird is we had a lot more freedom under Kim Jong-il, artistic freedom to do what we want. It's like, can we go to Paris? He's like, yes, we'll go to Paris. We'll all go to Paris together. And they would just go and make movies, like whatever movies they wanted.
Wow.
Yeah, and Kim Jong-il's like, this is wonderful. I'm so glad to have you. And eventually they escaped and defected, but it was sort of reluctant. It's like, now I have to go back to the mainstream media where we can't make good things.
Yeah.
But that is the thing about that sort of system is like if you're at the top, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever you want, literally.
You can have.
It's just yours.
Otherwise you will starve to death.
Pretty much.
Or be executed. As the case may be.
That's like starving to death.
Or is it like three generation punishment where if you're bad, like your entire family and any children are also imprisoned for like three generations?
That's plausible.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Move.
This place went to a darker place than I thought.
Well, you're talking about Civil War.
Well, it's true, and of course, like the point I haven't got to yet is like my sort of favorite part in the movie is when the Secretary of State or whatever is, you know, haranguing them about how dangerous they are. And it's like, wait, no, no, no. Everything you're describing, not the Avengers, the U.S. military. That's right. Who you're describing right now.
Yeah. And aren't you the government that wanted to nuke New York?
Oh, because yes.
Because you did.
Yes. You tried.
Yes. It is only that Tony Stark, like, stopped you. Otherwise,
yes,
you know, Manhattan would be a crater.
Yep.
Yep.
But God damn it, at least the U.S. government will have decided to do that. And not just some
private citizens.
Some private citizens, yeah.
Yeah.
And their frozen, unfrozen soldier boy.
Yeah, oh, it was weird.
Technically, he wouldn't be a private citizen. No. If someone agrees with me.
Yeah. So he is technically, like,
I guess he would,
property of the military, right?
He himself is, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who owns that shield?
The U.S. government.
That's sad.
But, I mean, he himself, because of all the money and...
Yeah.
Everything they put into him.
Well, that in that, those are interesting questions that I would like to see, like, movies about is, you know, okay, yes, somebody like Iron Man exists. Let's actually, you know, explore the effect that has. Because there's no way that Tony Stark would have been allowed to walk around free like that. Like nobody would have come asking him for things.
All right. Just, like, taking it back, like, 20 notches. You're basically work for hire. Like, this, all this stuff was created under a government contract.
Mm.
They own the Iron Man suit. You don't. You created it using government, like...
I'm not sure if he did.
Money.
He might have done it on his own. Because Stark Enterprises, like...
Yeah, I was going to say...
But he designed the technology. Like, I used to work for an academic publishing company, and they made very clear that if I wrote any questions for them, they owned it. I owned nothing.
Yeah.
That I was getting paid a salary, a pittance, and they owned all my creativity.
Yeah.
And that's usually the way that works. And it's a government contract, so they own your intellect for creating the Iron Man suit.
I don't know, in that case, because he's very
Yeah, I think he was kind of... He was, even though it would have been likely that most of his resources, you know, like his factories and stuff, probably would have been built under contract. At the same time, like, if his company is, you know, this massive government contractor. Oh, yeah, you're right, because he was still getting most of his funding from the government for making weapons at the time.
But I think he was still an independent contractor. He wasn't an employee
of the government. I mean, it's not like they need actual legal precedent to steal your shit now anyways.
But yeah, they definitely know who Tony Stark is. They know he's Iron Man.
He's also just a dude, so, like, it would be the easiest thing in the world to catch him unawares.
And he's such an idiot, too, like, terrorists, here is my house. You should go there.
Right.
Like, I'll be waiting for you. No, Pepper's there, all alone.
Yes.
You're going to blow her up.
Yeah.
Yes, and then I'll be surprised when you take me up on the offer.
Yeah. But why? How did this happen? Who could have anticipated?
It's like that guy who, like, posted his social security number. To advertise how safe his social security thing was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turns out not that safe.
But
well,
his company
apparently,
still exists.
You know.
He got fined for that. The government's like, you idiot.
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair, like, it was a lot less than if someone with no protection just posted their social security number, possibly.
Yeah. Well, that of course being a completely different subject is like how dumb it is that social security numbers are, you know, supposed to be used as like security things.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like they're like, oh, you can't carry your card with you. I'm like, all right, but it's just a number. Like,
yeah, it's just
it doesn't identify me in any way. I could just easily like make this in Photoshop and put random numbers there.
Well, also like it's super easy to guess people's, you know,
social
security numbers. If
you just
have...
make someone's. Make up one too.
Yeah.
And like, undocumented workers will sometimes buy people's social security numbers to put in.
That is true.
Yeah.
I did hear about one woman where she was retiring and she got her first check and she's like, this is way too much. And it turns out not only had she been working, but some undocumented worker had been working using her number for like 20 years. And she's like, so what? And they're like, I guess you keep it. I mean, you paid into the system, so it's your money.
Yeah. That's what people complain about undocumented workers. A lot of them like pay a lot more in taxes than we do because they can't claim it back.
Yeah, it's is all like mostly false stuff. It's like, oh, they're illiterate and criminals, but they're somehow stealing our jobs.
Yeah.
That is true.
All my jobs are sent to the illiterate. Well, a lot of our jobs are to criminals.
Yeah. Well, but they're true. If they're out, workers. They're not criminals anymore, are they? Unless it's actually
we
like
treat
outsourced
them like they're
too.
Criminals.
Mm-hmm.
What? There was some state that was trying to re-enfranchise convicted felons.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Give them back their rights. Right to vote. They have to petition
for it
a little bit.
Good.
But it's a lot easier than you sold some pot to a cop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Done. All right. So I'm going to tie that in. Going to just weave that in. So, like, Scarlet Witch, not American. Vision, not even human.
Mm-hmm.
Thor wasn't, like, there's a lot of...
Thor's an alien.
Yeah.
An alien god, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, Romanoff is only somewhat...
Yeah.
She's a double agent.
A double agent. I'm going to allow that she has citizenship to the United States because she's worked for us. Right?
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
For us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she, because she was an active member of the Avengers after.
And she was a member of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Yeah.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. was American? Is American?
Yep.
American enough.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because at the beginning of the Avengers, she's already working for S.H.I.E.L.D.
So, yeah, but the legal status of a lot of the Avengers is awfully dicey.
Yeah.
Like, alright, you got a problem with Iron Man, but again, you have Vision. The government knows you have Vision, right? You're not keeping him under wraps.
How is he not, like, you know...
And the other problem is, like, how can you have borders and everything in a world that, like, Tony Stark can be in a completely different country in, like, 10 seconds if he wanted to?
But only because Tony Stark is the only one who has that ability.
That
we know of. Like, there could be hundreds of people who can just teleport.
Well, right, but still, like, it's not enough for it's still few enough of them that they can just be like an external entity almost.
Mm-hmm.
You can treat them as an other. It's not the average citizen having that ability.
Yeah,
which is, you know, would be nice. Get on it, Tony. But yeah, because like he didn't build hyperloops or anything like that.
Yeah, not yet.
Though you figured he would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, we're all being Starkitized, but I would imagine Stark would be, like, Hyperloop, we're gonna have some space elevators.
He could be, like, in the 10 years, if he had been actually working on stuff, like, you know, it could have been in a totally different world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's too busy playing with his toys.
And Wakanda is ridiculously rich.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the country's ridiculously rich. And Black Panther is stupidly rich.
Yeah.
Like, he's the richest character in the Marvel Universe from what I saw. He also is supposed to be the eighth most intelligent, or among the eight most intelligent Marvel characters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so he's super rich and super smart Hyperloop. Like, he should be working on that.
He doesn't want a Hyperloop, then people will come and trample over his wonderful jungle palace.
Yeah, which again I have a little bit of issue with. I hope that we update that, because if he's so rich and so smart, portraying Wakanda, I think I'm saying it right, as like some tribal country is awfully strange.
Yeah. Well, it might
just be where he is. Like,
yeah. Although, like the one view we had of it was that hyper advanced laboratory. So there's a chance.
That's what I want.
Well, there's also always like, you know, like if you take Brazil for example. There's plenty of places that there's, like, no one in Brazil.
Okay.
But then you have, well, advanced cities as well.
Hmm. Although, like, if you're the king of a super rich nation and, you know, your country is, like, you know, you're concerned about the welfare of your citizens, you imagine that he would hopefully be using that wealth to actually, like,
help them,
you know, create infrastructure for his people so nobody's living
tribal
unless they want to.
Yeah, but he still might want his forest sanctuary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and instead he's up in a vibranium outfit punching people, which of course is our superhero issue. Is like, there's a better use for your time and energy.
Yes. Yeah, I remember
he's trying to get vengeance for the other king.
Yeah, were we going to have that arc reactor actually power things other than your suit?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
He started doing that, but then it decided it was too dangerous or something.
Dumb. I know.
I don't buy it.
Yeah,
I
like that it's arc. Still powering his suit.
Ah.
There was the whole thing about, like, the one in his chest was killing him, but that's because it was in his chest.
Yeah.
Well, it's stopping him from dying because it's holding shards
it,
away from
didn't
his
he
heart.
Fix was. That?
Yeah, no, at the end of 3, he fixes that.
Okay.
Yeah, he does.
I remember that now.
It's one of the plot points.
So now it's just for the suit?
Recreational.
Yeah, even in the comics, they eventually, like, took that out because it was kind of unbelievable that he has this Iron Man suit and can do all of this, but can't, you know, fix his heart.
That's a good point.
So Dick Cheney doesn't have a heartbeat, right?
That's correct.
And you know how some people say shoot between heartbeats or hold your breath or something. So if you have that sort
he's the perfect sniper.
Yeah, like are you extra good at aiming and things like that?
Well, he shot that guy in the face, so maybe
I think that was afterwards. Or before he got the...
I don't know.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But I guess your eyes vibrate slightly, too. So that could have an effect on your aim.
Yeah.
So maybe when we get...
But really, you just
want to
replace, like the whole upper region with a machine that auto-stabilizes.
Not your legs?
Yeah.
Well, not your penis.
Well, yeah, I guess you might as well do that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that is like the funniest thing.
My pneumatic fuck machine.
I do have a slight issue is that I can't replace my penis with a better penis because I don't have a penis.
Well, no,
you
no,
could
but,
with technology.
Yeah, you
could
get
yeah but it wouldn't
better.
Be a replacement.
No, in the future, everyone will have a penis. Nobody will be deprived.
Final thoughts, Tom.
Please don't make the Marvel Universe too convoluted because you'll ruin it. And I know it's on the precipice. I think Infinity War might be the thing that pushes it over into the dolphin or into the shark tank.
Daniel, final thoughts.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Like it'd be very easy for them to overstep it, and I kind of hope they don't. I'm not invested to the point that, you know, it'll make me sad if not. I just hope that, you know, Ghost in the Shell changes its mind and actually, like, you know, decides to hire a Japanese actress.
Didn't they already film ScarJo scenes? Aren't they done?
I don't give a shit.
Okay, redo it!
They can
with that cute girl from Pacific Rim.
Yes.
She would be so good. I have no idea what Ghost in the Shell is about, but she's so good and so cute. Amber, final thoughts.
Scarlet Witch and Vision Forever.
You didn't even know they were together until I told you.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, like, movies ago you told me.
Yes, I did. Okay. Say goodbye, Amber.
Goodbye, Amber.